Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome to the Believe in Raiders podcast. I'm Dennis Ackerman. Please be joined by former Raider great Stanford route. Well, Stan, the Raiders selected Georgia tight end Brock Bowers with their first pick. I don't think anyone saw this coming.
No.
With all six quarterbacks taken in the first, 11 picks, I thought they would go with a position of need, possibly a right tackle, possibly a cornerback. But, Stan, I think it's the old adage. I think the Raiders looked at the board and said, this guy's the best player up there. Let's take him. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And, you know, it all started with pick number 8. When Michael Penix went to the Atlanta Falcons after they just gave $180 million to Kirk Cousins just about a month and a half ago, that's when all of a sudden the monkey wrench just changed up everything. Then you all said, now Minnesota, they want to go ahead and try to, you know, jump up there because, oh, wait a minute. Hey, let's go ahead and go get J.J. McCarthy. And then obviously you see the Denver Broncos getting Bo Nix. And with the top 6 quarterbacks going off in the first 12 picks, I don't think the Raiders anticipated that. I didn't anticipate that. I figured somebody's going to be there at 13. Somebody. And apparently that did not happen, but the Raiders went and were able to go ahead and get the seventh player on Mel Kiper's big board in a Brock Bowers, 2-time top tight end in the country. I forget
the Mackey Award.
Yeah, 2-time Mackey Award winner, 3-time All-American, and he's from Napa Valley. So, so there's a little bit of familiarity, and I say that because we used to always have our training camp in Napa Valley back when it was the Oakland Raiders. So, obviously, you get a little bit of him being back to the part of the country that he's used to geographically. So I think that I think it's going to be a good fit. You're clearly going to see more of a 2-tight-end set like we talked about a little bit before on air. And I think that if you can't get yourself a quarterback, obviously what the Raiders couldn't do, I don't think that you're going wrong with a Brock Bowers at tight end.
Stan, let me ask you this. Do you think McCarthy or Bo Nix would have been there for the Raiders at 13? You think they would have pulled the trigger on either one of those two? Gut feeling?
There's a chance they could have pulled the trigger. I wouldn't have been over the moon for it just because everybody wants to talk so much about guys being a can't-miss prospect and things like that. All of these quarterbacks can miss. You got 6 quarterbacks just winning in the top 12 picks. I can tell you just like this. Listen to me very closely, D.A. One is going to be a stud. He is. There's going to be about 3 that are going to be disappointing. There's going to be 2 who are going to be able to fool you enough and to get in a long-term extension from the team that they're going to be on. And they're going to be able to fool you just long enough with just enough production to where you actually think that they're the answer, and it turns out that they're not. And that's just the top 6 quarterbacks taken in 12 picks. So it's such an inexact science. There's no for sure fire. This guy can't miss. We know he's going to be a stud. It isn't that, because if that was the case, GMs wouldn't be getting fired every other year. So I think that maybe they would have tried J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix if they were on the board. Me personally, I wanted Penix. That's who I wanted after watching him all last season. But clearly that's not how the chips fell. And even if they would have got Bo Nix or a J.J. McCarthy, it's still no definite that he's going to turn out to be a stud quarterback and be able to lead this franchise. So right now, I'm cool with the Brock Bowers pick. Him being the tight end for the future for the Raiders, along with Mayer and guys like that. But it still remains to be seen. Obviously, we know the Raiders are going to be picking a quarterback sometime within this draft, or probably try to get another one in free agency. I don't know. But I have to go ahead and accept the Brock Bowers pick, because top tight end in the country, you definitely could have did a lot worse.
All right, let's get the promo read in here right now. And BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. NBA playoffs are underway. We've got Major League Baseball. The hockey playoffs are underway, right to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options on your favorite casino and card games. You can play right from your home. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BLEAVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, Stan, let's go ahead and take a look now at Brock Bowers' resume. As you mentioned, he was the two-time John Mackey Award winner. Stan, he's the only tight end in college football history to win that award twice. Obviously, he's a winner, two-time national champion at Georgia, unanimous All-American last year. Stan, he's certainly well put together. I mean, you're talking 6'3", 245, and he certainly fits the bill. The Raiders, you know, wanting to be big and physical. First-team All-American in 2022. Stan, here's the interesting thing, though. Like we just talked about, they already have the young tight end who started slow but then came on. That's Michael Mayer. He came on late in the year to finish with 27 receptions. Stan, you got to think now the Raiders' offense looks much different. Obviously, Josh Jacobs is no longer there. He's now with the Green Bay Packers. Hunter Renfrow, he has gone, by the way, he's no longer a Raider also. So is it Zamir White? It is perhaps Michael Mayer. Now you got Brock Bowers. Obviously, Devontae Adams and Jacoby Myers. So the Raiders' offense is going to look a lot different next year, correct?
Yes, it's definitely going to look a lot different next year. And I think that it just remains to be seen exactly how much different it's going to look, because I would be pretty sure that the Raiders are probably going to try to add at least one more piece with the receiving core, things like that. So we don't know how it's going to look, whether it's going to be Aiden O'Connell, whether it's going to be Gardner Minshew. We don't know who the quarterback is going to be just yet. I'm pretty sure Coach Antonio Pierce doesn't know that as well. But the one thing that you can do, the one thing that is almost fail-proof for an offense or for a quarterback, is regardless who you have, if you have good players around him, that's going to increase the possibility or the probability of him having a high success rate.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dan, if let me ask you right now, obviously OTAs, we're still going through the draft. We haven't even done OTAs. Obviously, September is still about 4.5 months away, or a little over 4 months away. Who would you bet the starting Raiders quarterback is going to be come September, week one? Based on what you saw from O'Connell last year, based on what we've seen from Gardner Minshew throughout his career, obviously he's bounced around a little bit, but he has proven he can win. Who do you think's the front runner at this point?
I would probably go with the Gardner Minshew, even going back to his days at Washington State. Gardner Minshew is a gunslinger. He's somebody that he's fearless. He never met a throw that he didn't like. And the fact that he's won games, like you said, within this league, gives you a higher level of confidence. And then he's a little bit more veteran than Aiden O'Connell. He's not a rookie. So I would go with Gardner Minshew, just because you see how just last season, up until week 18, against the Houston Texans on Saturday Night Football, that was for the division championship. Who's going to win the AFC South and who's going to host that playoff game the first week of the postseason? So Gardner Minshew didn't even come into the season as a starter. We all know that. Obviously, Richardson got hurt, so then Gardner Minshew, he's in the fold, much like with the Las Vegas Raiders. Jimmy Garoppolo starts off the year. Aiden O'Connell comes in. And I think that as great of a day as it was, Christmas Day, the Raiders beat the Chiefs. They were the last team to beat the Chiefs within the 2023 football season. But how the last three quarters, what was it? Aiden O'Connell didn't complete a pass, or was it he didn't complete a pass to a receiver? I forget what it was.
It was, well, the defense scored the touchdowns. We do know that. They didn't have an offensive touchdown that day.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously great day. The Raiders won. But that brand of ball, that formula isn't something that you can sustain within the NFL and be successful, but where you're scoring touchdowns only on defense and your quarterback is going the last three quarters without completing a pass. That's something that you can't sustain that. So I just think that Gardner Minshew, his gunslinging mentality, obviously he's going to have to cut down on turnovers and things like that that he's had that have plagued him throughout his career. But just his veteran, been around, gunslinger, and he's won games and been able to keep the ship afloat, as what you saw just recently with the Indianapolis Colts, even though he's coming in as the backup and the Colts are still vying for the AFC South championship. That's why I think he's going to go ahead and get the starting nod early on in the season, at least when training camp starts.
All right, Stan, moving forward, the Raiders' biggest needs still remain a quarterback, a cornerback, and a right tackle.
Yes.
Based on what they did now in the first round, Stan, do you think they're going to take the same approach with, you know what, we're not going to draft for need, we're going to draft who's the best player on this board? And before you answer that, I just want to let Raider fans know, second round, the Raiders have the 44th overall pick. In round three, the 77th. Round four, they have the 112th. Round five, 148th. And in round six, they have one pick, two picks in round seven. So go ahead now, Stan.
Man, I was just about to ask you, where are they picking at in the second round? And you said 44. So I think that they probably will take a version of the same approach. I do believe that it's going to have to be a little bit more fixated on, like what you just said, addressing the needs, the quarterback position, the cornerback position, several other areas. And I'm okay with best player available. I'm okay with that. But I do think that at some point within this draft, you are going to have to target those specific positions, even if the value isn't necessarily where the pick actually meets and it's a perfect nexus. Even if it's not, if you're picking in the second round and the next best corner that you have available, you had a third round grade on, then you know what? I'm okay with you reaching up to pick him in the second round because you need that. So I'm not somebody that's going to malign them for that. I think that quarterback, corner, those are two high positions of need, and I think that they need to be addressed.
Stan, last question for you. When this day comes around, the draft day, do you still think back to when the Raiders made you, selected you out of University of Houston? Do you remember that day like it was yesterday?
Yeah, I still remember like it was yesterday. I still remember driving home from Houston back to Austin, my hometown, on the day of the draft. You know, back then the draft was just 2 days. It was on Saturday and it was on Sunday. It started at noon on Saturday. And I still remember driving back. I think I got to my parents' house probably somewhere around the 9th or 10th pick, because I knew I wasn't going that high. I knew I was probably going somewhere between 20 and 40. I really wanted to be a first rounder. Obviously, that didn't happen. So once the first round ended, I started getting antsy. And I'm like, man, I can't just sit here and just watch this draft. So I decided, okay, I'm going to leave the house. I'm going to go get me something to eat. I went to this mall that used to be open in Austin and since closed down, called Highland Mall. I went to my favorite pizza place. It's called Cazzoli's Pizza. And I remember, I think I got two slices and I'm literally standing in line. That's when I get a phone call from, man, number not registered, block number, like, what the hell? And so then I answer it. And then what do you know? It's Norv Turner. Hey, Stanford, how you doing? Would you like to be an Oakland Raider? I'm like, hell yeah, I'd love to be an Oakland Raider. And so that was the best drive home I've ever had in life.
I'm sure it was. Stan, when did you first meet Al Davis then? So Norv Turner called you. When did you first meet Al? What was that meeting like?
Oh, man, that was definitely one to remember. I think I met Al probably during the mini camp. That was shortly after the draft. It was maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks after the draft. And I always remember how sharp of attack Al's mind was, because Al was over here telling me, oh, yeah, I remember what you did on that third down against Lake Travis when you guys were in high school. And I'm like, man, I forgot about that play. and you were citing it to me. Like, yeah. So He's reciting plays to me that I kind of forgot about. So that was always something very synonymous with anybody who's known of Al, is that mind was sharp as a tack. Obviously, body started to fail him. God rest his soul. But definitely a fun meeting. Always loved being around him. And just consummate best owner in all the sports. And I will go to my grave always thinking that.
Good stuff from remembering the late Al Davis. Once again, the Raiders select Georgia tight end Brock Bowers with their number one pick here in the 2024 draft. Stan and I will recap the entire draft when it is done. So look for that, Raider Nation. For now, that's going to do it for another edition of the Believe in Raiders podcast presented by BetOnline.ag. For my partner, Stanford Rout, I'm Dennis Ackerman. Thanks so much for listening, and may all your punts find the coffin corner.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.